Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Who is this kid and what happened to my child? It happens all too often when one day something just shifts and you see your child forcing themselves to switch to a different person. This is not just experimentation, although it certainly can look like that at first. Maybe they're trying a new haircut, switching how they dress, or even experimenting with substances. But what I'm talking about, it goes deeper. This is when your child is changing themselves to fit in. This is dangerous. It's a slippery slope that everyone has tested at some point in their life. The need to fit in is so strong amongst all of us, especially your teenager, who is insecure and trying desperately to figure out where their place is in the world. But as a parent, watching on the sidelines as your child is morphing into a person that you don't even recognize anymore, that could be really scary. And let me tell you a story. Stephanie, a mom, heard a commotion and ran upstairs to her child's room, where she found her daughter, Logan, sobbing on her bed. Logan had torn down a poster from the wall and smashed a gift a friend had just given to her. The family has recently moved, and that meant a brand new school for Logan. And at first, Logan had a tough time making friends. She started to even get resentful that her parents made her leave her old friend group. And she found herself constantly comparing herself to her peers at the new school and feeling as though she just didn't fit in. Until one day, a group of girls finally gave Logan some attention. Since then, Logan bent over backwards to impress this new friend group. It started innocently. She mirrored their slang, she wore ripped jeans despite hating the cold, and even started wearing her makeup differently. But as many things do, it started to snowball. Logan's mom, Stephanie, started to get concerned. Logan stopped doing some of the things that she loved. And slowly, Stephanie watched as her daughter took on a whole new personality. Now, initially, Logan felt a fleeting sense of validation as she received positive feedback and inclusion from her peers. And at first, there was a thrill of belonging. But as time went on, a nagging feeling of emptiness started to creep in for Logan. In her quest to fit in, Logan slowly began losing touch with the true interests that she had, her values, and even her identity. But Logan didn't really understand that. She just knew that she was unhappy and didn't really like her new friends. She was exhausted from the acting she had to do every day. Staying up late with this group of girls left her drained at school. Skipping her favorite classes and after-school activities with them or for them left this void where her passion once resided. And the constant strain of pretending, it took its toll. Every day was a performance, but Logan still longed for acceptance and feared rejection and even judgment. On this day, Logan had reached a breaking point. She didn't really understand what was going on. She just knew she hated her life, her school, and her friends. In frustration, she tore down a poster of a band she didn't even like and smashed a gift one of her so-called friends just had given her. Stephanie walked into her daughter's room to see tears welling up in Logan's eyes, and Logan was in the middle of a silent scream. Hello, my name is Christina Campos, and today I want to give you some tips for helping a child who wants to desperately fit in. I'm the founder of The Impactful Parent, and I help parents of school-aged children who want to be one step ahead of their kids to turn their chaos into connection with their adolescent. Today is The Impactful Parent's Question and Answer Thursday. This is a special episode where you too can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com or message me on social media and ask a parenting question about raising a school-age child. Now, all questions are kept anonymous. Logan and Stephanie represent so many parents and teens out there, but the viewer who wrote in did not tell that story. That was actually based on my own experiences with my own daughter. Instead, the viewer wrote, "My son found a new friend group, and now the boy I once knew is changing. Is it normal for my son to change so much to fit in? I'm worried about him." First of all, thank you for submitting this question. And the short answer to it is yes, it is common for kids to change to fit in. So let's talk about strategies to help a child who is losing themselves in the process of trying to fit in. First, we need to warn our kids about fitting in. We actually don't want our kids to fit in. Let me explain. Fitting in stems from a need to feel accepted and to belong. But fitting in refers to the act of conforming to a group to be accepted or approved by other people. It involves changing our behaviors, changing our beliefs, even changing our appearances to match those of the group. Now, belonging, on the other hand, refers to a deep sense of connection and acceptance within a group of people. Belonging is about feeling accepted, respected, and valued for who you are without the need to change or to pretend to be somebody else. The need for belonging is so fundamentally a part of human nature as it fulfills our social and psychological needs. Our need for belonging as people is so strong that humans are made to be a part of a pack. And belonging brings connection, happiness, social support, understanding, encouragement, and enhances our ability to deal with stressful situations. Belonging brings feelings of self-worth. It gives us a sense of purpose. It increases our resilience. It makes us feel secure. And even it inspires us. Belonging is crucial for emotional well-being, self-esteem, and growth. But too many times, our kids want to belong so much that they resort to fitting in. We all have been there, but that doesn't mean that we want our kids to experience fitting in for too long. So let's talk about strategies for helping our child get out of the whole fitting in thing. Here are five strategies you want your child to strive for to foster a sense of belonging rather than simply trying to fit in. Number one, seek out like-minded communities. Number two, embrace their authentic self. Number three, foster inclusive relationships. Number four, practice empathy and listening. And number five, contribute to their community. Now, again, those are the goals, but how do parents encourage their kids to reach those goals? So let's talk about some strategies for that. How parents can help children feel that sense of belonging. Well, the first thing that a parent can do is put their child in groups where they will meet other people with similar interests. After school activities, outside of school may be important if your child cannot find clubs and sports during their school or at their school that are going to make them feel like they can let their guard down and they find a group they click with. That means we're going to have to take initiative as parents to put them in outside activities to help them find those subgroups they need so that they can feel like they belong. Another thing a parent can do is create a safe and accepting environment at home. Foster an open and non-judgmental atmosphere at home where your child can feel so comfortable expressing themselves that they can let their guard down. Encourage open communication, active listening, and empathy to create that safe space so that they can be authentic without the fear of criticism or rejection. Parents can also help their child develop a positive self-image and gain self-worth by affirming their strengths, talents, and unique qualities. So encourage your child to embrace their individuality and teach them that they are worthy of love and acceptance. This means very little teasing by the parents and being very flexible with allowing your child to express themselves in ways that they want to, with their clothes, their music, their makeup, and even their bedroom decor as much as possible. Parents can also encourage independence and self-discovery. Support teenagers by exploring their own interests, passions, and values. This means you must drop your own agenda. Too many times parents think that they know what is best for their child, but you also must balance that feeling with encouraging them to pursue their own activities and hobbies. Parents can help children by teaching them critical thinking and media literacy. Help teenagers develop critical thinking skills and media literacy by navigating societal pressures and stereotypes with them. Encourage them to question societal norms and media messages that promote conformity, helping them understand that true belonging comes from staying true to themselves rather than conforming to societal expectations. Parents can help their child by modeling their own authenticity and belonging. Be a role model for your child by demonstrating authenticity and a sense of belonging in yourself. Show them that it's okay to be true to who you are, even if it means a smaller friend group or accepting some teasing from some friends or family, or being unapologetically themselves out in public. And parents can help their child by encouraging volunteer work and contributing to the community. Encourage acts of service, support, and giving back to the community to enhance that sense of belonging. It is amazing what volunteer work can do to how you feel inside. By contributing your skills and time and resources to a larger cause, you establish meaningful connections with others who share a common purpose. And a lot of times, parents need to do this with their child. Get them started. Don't just send them off alone. Do it with them. Hold their hand for a bit until they're comfortable volunteering as an independent person. And lastly, it's important that parents self-reflect and make sure that they're not contributing to part of the problem. And I know this is difficult to hear, but no parent is perfect. So we usually can improve. So I highly encourage you to check out my episode 250 of The Impactful Parent. It's called How Parents Unintentionally Hurt Their Child's Self-Esteem. This is an amazing episode that'll help you discover any oops in your parenting that could be contributing to your child's need to fit in. So check it out with the link below. Thank you for joining me today. Remember that this episode is just one small part of what The Impactful Parent offers. Also available are online courses, parent support groups, coaching services, and The Impactful Parent app. And you can check all that out by going to theimpactfulparent.com. But become a more impactful parent by downloading the Impactful Parent app. The Impactful Parent app is free, so you can carry help, tips, and parenting resources right in your pocket, discover new techniques to make your parenting more effective, and get parenting resources just to make your life easier. Download the app today. You got nothing to lose because it's free to download. So you can go to theimpactfulparent.com or your phone's app store and download it from there, so that you can figure out if you need to step up your parenting game to become a more impactful parent. But until next time, you got this. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. Go to the Impactful Parent website and download the free Impactful Parent app, so you don't miss a parenting tip that could help you and your family. Thanks for listening today. So go to theimpactfulparent.com and see you next episode.